Sajjad, thank you very much for being with us this evening. You know, before I get to the specifics, you were detained for, what, a year or so? The PSA was put against you. You were taken away from your family. All of that took place. We know what happened in Jammu and Kashmir. No, Internet 370 went. The state was bifurcated, etc., etc. Today, you were on the same platform as the Prime Minister and the Home Minister. Before the meeting started and during the meeting, what went on in your mind?
No, to be very honest, we as politicians can't afford to be personal or reflect personal pain or personal fettering of liberties that happened. You know, it comes and goes in a democracy. It happens. And per se, I wish it had not happened. But it,
so that's
it did
interesting.
Not simply enter my mind.
Sajjad, it wasn't in your mind. You're through with that detention period and you're looking at the future right now, right?
Yeah, hopefully, yes. Let's hope so.
So that's
there
very pragmatic.
There is a lot of pain over there and we will have to work. And you see, you have to understand is that if we have to remove that pain, if we have to lessen the pain, there is one reality which you can't change, and that is there is a union government which is elected until the 2024. And they are the only ones who can effect change on the ground. That's the reality, whether we like them or we don't. They are the ones who are the change.
So let's talk about what has been discussed. Amit Shah, the Home Minister, has also spoken about restoration of statehood being a priority. Is there any indicator of the process that's going to result in that, if it does?
Look, I'll tell you very honestly, it was a meeting called by the Honorable Home Prime Minister. The Honorable Home Minister was there. Our Honorable LG was there. And there were many other leaders. So, I wouldn't be able to go into detail into the basis. All I can tell you is that given that this context of 2 years of what I would say overwhelming, a lot of pain in the last 2 years, is I walked out of the meeting optimistic that hopefully, with all the, with hindsight of 2 years, the union government, the group of leaders from J&K would be able to work constructively for a new phase, a phase of reconciliation.
So let's talk about what is immediately likely to happen in terms of support.
No, I won't be able to tell you what.
Okay, but let me ask you this. The delimitation process as a first step towards the restoration of elections and the like. Isn't that something that just logically has to happen first? Therefore, is that something which all political leaders want to happen quickly?
Look, I'll tell you, what I found there was that most of us were, I think, interested in the larger macro picture. These micro milestones will be there and will have to be there, of course. And, but overall, a macro change, which would mean that, as I told you, that a new dawn of affairs, a new dawn starts, a new phase starts. And usme ye sari cheeze aa jaati. So the most important, I would have thought, is that governance goes to the inhabitants of that place.
All right. And therefore, what about, assembly elections, the importance of the restoration of the election process? What about the importance of getting back a Jammu and Kashmir cadre in the bureaucracy itself? Did this come up?
Look, I'll tell you something. One of the most, I would say, it's imperative for deliverance. We have to facilitate the union government. India is a country which has an election every 6 months. Whether it's an assembly election or the panchayat election in some part of India. And we live in an age which is dominated by the social media, other platforms. The best way to facilitate delivery would be not to speak out of turn. So I would also request you very humbly that don't pressurize me on saying something of which I don't know or which I would repent later.
Okay.
Because it's very important that we facilitate the union government in its delivery by keeping any statement which we believe is out of turn, out of it. But all I can tell you very honestly is that I personally feel optimistic that if we create the right, if there's a right confluence of circumstances, there could be some positive steps including some delivery in the near future, maybe in the medium term.
Okay, so I appreciate what you're saying about, you know, being careful about what you're saying. You don't want to say something that works against you in the future. Before going
against,
into this meeting...
No, against the delivery mechanism.
Sure, the delivery mechanism. Got it.
Yeah, yeah.
So, were there any points of disagreement among the Gupkar Alliance prior to the meeting? Is there complete consensus?
No, I have exited the Gupkar Alliance. So
right. So, were there, among the political leaders who attended this meeting...
By any means.
Right. Among the political leaders who attended this meeting, is there complete unanimity? Is that your sense on what came out of this meeting?
I don't know. You know, I just came out, but I saw a lot of smiling faces when we left. That's all I can tell you.
All right. One final question. Restoration of 370, is that at all a priority for you at this stage?
As I told you, that whatever happened in this meeting, I would not want to spell out or discuss or comment on all of them individually. But I can tell you that... you know, we did our people proud, the people of J&K. You know, it was not as if, you know, we did them proud. We, I think, were able to reflect the pain that is prevalent there.
All right, Sajjad Lone, thank you very much for speaking
thank
to
you.
Us and your striking comments for that. You're willing to put that past of detention behind you, to be pragmatic, to try and work with the government to look at a solution which may or may not emerge. You're hopeful it does. Let's see if it does. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.